What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Of course, shameless plug to my YouTube channel, Analytic Dreams Notorious Mass Effect, because let's just say we be having some interesting conversations, well, y'all do, over here on the short side of my YouTube channel, because let me tell you, there's a lot of interesting clips that went up, and one of them, of course, pertains to this specific segment and talking about Jay-Z versus Dame Dash. Now, let's just listen to Dame Dash give some advice that is totally not hate, right? Anyway, let's get into what he has to say right now.
What do you think about the way they're portraying Jay right now?
You know, to be honest, I really hope, like, the things that they're saying are, like, they're terrible.
Terrible.
Like, I'd be like, yo, it's hard for me to even think that any of those things can be true.
Mm.
I don't want them to be true.
He don't want that.
Like, you know, they're saying they're going to pick him up next year. I don't want to.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a subtle signs of a hater that they expose their true intentions, right? So they say they're going to pick him up next year. Where'd you hear that from? Somebody asked Dame Dash where he got that from. What is your source, my brother? They say they're going to pick him up next year. Who are they going to pick up? Sean Carter? Anyways, let's keep going.
See that man go to jail? As much as he's been to me, you know, unfair toward, or not unfair, the way he be fucking with my money.
Not messing with his money.
I want to hope that that's the worst that he's been doing.
Mm.
I would never want to hear, like, Jay at a freak-off party. Like, that's crazy.
See? Who brought it up?
The shit they saying. And I just be wondering why nobody, you don't say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's terrible.
What do you think about the way they're...
All right, so obviously that's the Dame Dash side of things. We're going to get to Jaguar right in a second. But basically, Dame Dash comes across as a hater. But he does have certain accomplishments in the hip-hop field to where his word needs to be taken with a level of seriousness, right? But also should probably take it with a grain of salt for the simple fact that he is trying to currently sell his portion of ownership for Jay-Z's debut album, Reasonable Doubt. Which he came back to say that Jay-Z was trying to step on it by saying that the earnings are going to come back to him at the end of the day. So why even purchase it, right? So, of course, when Dame Dash is pointing that out, he's probably a little salty on the fact that Jay-Z can pull these type of tactics to squash whatever he's trying to do as far as making monetary gain off of Jay-Z and his IP. So anyways, with Dame Dash, when it comes to Dame Dash's shares, it's potentially being tied to an $800,000 judgment against Dame Dash for copyright infringement and defamation. Now, this is an actual lawsuit you can look up, as the judge clarified that the asset in question is Dash's interest in Rockefeller, not directly the works owned by it. And of course, Jay-Z doesn't have to comment on it because his lawyer, I forget his name. I think I posted it. His lawyer, I think it's Alex Spiro, but I don't want to just. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's Alex Spiro because Jay-Z's like famous lawyer at this point. I mean, famously known for representing Jay-Z and, you know, anything in his likeness. He's came out and spoke on certain things when it came to lawsuits. But you notice how Jay-Z does not really say too many things as far as directly to the public. There's a reason why Jay-Z rap. I got lawyers like shooters because I'm throwing them M's and they're doing it pro bono. I definitely messed it up. Let me just look it up. My fault. Lawyers like shooters because I'm throwing them M's. Because he was like, this is not a him because I'm him. I think it was God's did. Yeah, it's bringing up 99 problems. That's definitely not it. God did. Jay-Z. All right. So, the best rapper ever, alive and dead, the best rapper ever of all time, getting into his lyrics right now, he basically said, here we go. I'm going to pull this up just for y'all because I know y'all don't really listen to real hip-hop like that. So, you know what I mean? So, once in a while, I got to, you know what I mean, bring up some lyrics that's just like, gospel and hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, one of the greatest rappers of all time, Jay-Z, gave us a bar saying, for those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters working pro bono for him as a favor because I throw them M's. In memory of T-Lo, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. Boy, if they ain't bars, I ain't gonna lie to you because somebody a finna be over jail phones for a minute, but I ain't gonna say who. Anyways, getting to Jay-Z and Dame Dash, right? The biggest thing when it comes to Jay-Z is that he talks through his lawyers and he rarely directly addresses the public, only if it's like at a award show or if it's at a performance or if he's speaking at an event, he may hint towards certain things he has problems with. But as far as Dame Dash, it's really not that serious. You know, he's trying to sell his share of Reasonable Doubt. Jay-Z always gives him the props that Dame Dash deserves as far as being a very pivotal contributor to his rise to fame. But ultimately, if you fall out, I mean, there's only so many times somebody can share your praises and you're saying that he's like the scum of the earth and he may get picked up next year by the feds and all this sorts of craziness, right? It's actually insane. So then, combine that with the fact that now we have Jaguar Wright. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Jaguar Wright, unfortunately, but she has said something that cannot be ignored. And here is that right here.
There's no vindication for me because for 4 years, I've been screaming, not just Diddy, but Diddy and Jay-Z are monsters. And the victim-making machine kept going on.
Jay-Z has been notable by his silence since these charges were brought against Diddy. Why do you think that is?
Because that's what he does. He starts little fires everywhere, forces everyone involved to go and carry water while he sneaks away without a response. That changes now, Sean. You must respond. You have no choice. Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Robert Kelly, Sean Combs, have one person in common, professionally and privately. Sean Carter.
Why is she talking like she finna audition for the next Marvel super villain? What in the world? So anyways, Jaguar Wright, of course, jumped out the window, said a lot of false claims to the point where, if I can find this, to the point where Jay-Z's lawyer came out to speak on this. Once again, follow my Instagram. Hold up, let me pull this. I'm pulling it up right now. I think I have it on my Instagram. Okay, here we go. Yeah, make sure to follow my Instagram. Shout out to all the people who've been following my Instagram so far. But yeah, analytic_dreams on Instagram. to see my reels and posts about like different segments and of course hip hop tidbits like this. But of course, Alex Spiro, definitely known for covering Jay-Z and representing him, came out to address Jaguar Wright being on the, what was the show called? The Piers Morgan Show. So he came out to talk about that right here.
You know, they not only caused harm here, but they are also droning out the voices of real victims. And by doing that to get clicks, it didn't just harm the Carters. What he did effectively was to drone out the voices of actual victims in an ongoing case, in an ongoing investigation. And that was too much for me.
Are you in the process of making sure that it is taken down everywhere?
What I am here to say is that in a situation as serious as this, somebody who puts themselves out as a journalist should not effectively take advantage of the situation and exploit somebody in this way. And so that's the real reason for action.
Does it strike you a little bit that there's been a lot of silence in Hollywood in the wake of all of this?
Well, as to the Carters, you know, I can tell you that when they put their foot down on something as they did here, you know, they are sending a message. And if they can't stand up and make sure right from wrong, then who can? And by doing that, you know.
All right. So, of course, that was Alex Spiro talking about how Jaguar Wright was just completely spewing nonsense on the Piers Morgan Show. And of course, there's been mixed reception. There's been mixed reception to Jaguar Wright. But one thing is for certain is that Jay-Z is not going to sit to the side while Dame Dash and Jaguar Wright do some type of fusion bomb or whatever and try to discredit his name to the public. So, of course, when Alex Spiro comes out, people are also pointing out the fact that Alex Spiro has been hired by the Tupac Shakur family in an interesting plot twist of the century. As far as the case, as far as solving Tupac's murder, Alex Spiro has been put on the case. Who does Alex Spiro represent? Mostly Jay-Z. Who is one of Jay-Z's biggest homies? Diddy. Why in the world would Alex Spiro be hired by Tupac Shakur's family to investigate the potential links between Sean Diddy Combs and Tupac? Do y'all not know the amount of price, the amount of monetary gain it takes to hire a person like Alex Spiro? It'd be a shame if the lyrics of God Did came back to fruition as far as as far as Alex Spiro doing this pro bono for Tupac's family on behalf of Jay-Z. So anyways, and this follows the arrest of Keefe D. Davis, who alleges that Sean Diddy already offered him $1 million for the hit on Tupac Shakur. So this is not nothing new. Diddy has a lot of things that's happening against him. But when it comes to Jay-Z, him being targeted by Dame Dash, him being targeted by Jaguar Wright, him being just publicly skewed as far as a perception and a way of making him seem like he's just as guilty as Diddy. It's a very interesting subject matter, simply for the fact that Drake also has put up interesting posts in the aftermath of this attack, seemingly publicly on Jay-Z, and posting Solange in the same outfit that a certain event happened. What is that event, you might ask? Well, it's when Solange put hands, feet, and elbows on Jay-Z for allegedly cheating on Beyonce. So anyways, when it comes to that, and Drake posting the same outfit as far as the night that she beat up Jay-Z, and then also posting a picture of Aaliyah, like, I think there has to be a real conversation. Here it is right here. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify. See the video along with the audio. But these are the Instagram posts that Drake put up to poke fun at Jay-Z. I think it's very interesting that Drake is going down this route and that Jay-Z is behind the scenes handling certain stuff, but Drake is putting out certain hints to where the rumors that involve Aaliyah and Jay-Z is now on the forefront and now people talk about it. But instead, certain platforms refuse to talk about that and instead focus on other things like Drake being just crashing out and him not really understanding how to take a loss. So two things could be true. Drake cannot understand how to take a loss. Jay-Z could have certain dealings with Aaliyah that should be revisited in today's limelight. And that's why I'm going to leave it at. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the ongoing legal battles and public disputes amongst Jay-Z, Dame, and Jaguar Wright? And whose side are you on?
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.